You are listening to the Bernard Bergen podcast. Do not adjust your AirPods. Everything I say will challenge you to grow.
In the military, I always knew I was going to war. We're a country at war. So going to war is a part of everything you're training for. And prior to actually leaving for war, we had to go through a stress test. Now, what this stress test consisted of was a 12-mile ruck march with 60 pounds on your back. And when you finished that 12-mile ruck, you grounded your rucksack. You still have your full body armor on, full load of ammo, your weapon, and now you run 2 miles in your body armor with your weapon. And then you hit the range. And when you hit the range, they start setting off smoke grenades. There's bombs on the range, and there's shooting on the range because they want you to know that you can perform under stress. So it's low visibility. You have bombs going off around you. You have bullets flying over your head, and you still have to hit all of your targets. To complete the range, you have to hit 75% of your targets. And if you hit any of the civilian targets, you have to start all over. Stress. Test. It was just a test for stress to make sure you could perform when stress comes. And what was powerful was when I finally completed the stress test, I remember one sergeant saying to me, "Bergen, in real life, outside of training, sometimes it will be way easier and sometimes it will be way more difficult. But after completing hard things, you'll always know that you can complete hard things." So I was stress tested before going to war. So under stress, I was expected to perform flawlessly, facing the challenges that arrived, period. I had to finish my mission no matter the fatigue, the lack of visibility, the lack of sleep, and the change in variables. And as we all shared, think about it. That's what life throws at us, change in variables. Things will happen. The unexpected is coming. Stress will find you. But are you testing yourself? Are you training so that when it does show up, in the video it showed that working out, getting more sleep was a way to manage stress. Now as men, and Coach K always says it, and I hope you guys take notes on it, he says, we need to shift from performing to producing. And why that shift is so important, because as men, we're always asked to be performing in the bedroom, performing in the boardroom. And if that performance isn't flawless, it challenges our pride and our ego, and many men quit. Some of us, we quit. We quit on making those adjustments. And Dana said it, or we just go towards our vices. I mean, we're men, and quitting is not an option. I mean, you'll have your moments of extreme fatigue. You'll have moments when you lack some clarity. You'll have moments when the targets change, but you still have to manage the stress and overcome all your personal struggles to do some hard things that's in front of you. What I like about being in G-Men is if you listen and make the adjustments, the core four is a stress test. Are you improving or are you getting worse? It's being measured. How's your mind? How's your health? How's your balance? How's your wealth? You're being tested week after week, day after day, on which direction you're growing in. That's why so many of us just kind of throw the core four to the side. Because committing to it causes some stress. I have to be in bed before 8 p.m. It's stressful. I don't like to go to bed that early. But I want to live as long as possible. And as we saw in the video, 7.5 hours of sleep or more is a way to manage stress. What adjustments are you committed to making? Are you willing to accept a stress test so that when you come under stress, Coach K said it in one of his talks, get stronger. The more you're tested, the stronger you get. But if you keep running from the test, the training, at some point you'll forget how to do hard things because you won't have a memory, a recent memory, of you overcoming something quite difficult. A stress test. Think about committing to the core four, like really committing to it. Think about improving your numbers by 1% every single week. What would that look like in a year? It seems so easy at times, but what I always listen to is who's committed to it. And if you truly admit it, the stresses and the struggles, I can point you right back to the area of your core four that you're choosing not to double down on, that you're choosing not to commit to. Stress is gonna happen. But if you have a stress test ahead of that major stressor, I'm not saying it's gonna be easier, but I'm saying you're gonna be built for it. Because of the military, and you should know this, I have a 2-adult family. We have a contingency plan for everything. It doesn't mean it won't still be hard. But if my mom was to die today, I don't have to think what to do. I just go in our file cabinet and I take out the plan. From life insurance to funeral arrangements to who to call, everything. It's all there. That's our stress test. Why? Because I've seen friends and family lose their mothers, and I watch it break them. And it's hard watching a father grieve that hard for his mother, and he still has babies to take care of, but he's broken. And he wasn't prepared for that stress. And I think in the brotherhood and in our core four, we're being prepared every day, every week. But if you don't commit to it, and if you don't seek the accountability, when that stress comes, it will break you. It will break you. And stress kills, y'all. And as men, there are things that are going to happen. Poor performance, job loss, unexpected illness, loss of a relationship, loss of a parent, your wife cheating on you, going through a divorce, a business failing, being diagnosed with diabetes or some other type of disease, high blood pressure, cancer, stress. It's real. And the truth is, it's unavoidable. But if you embrace your stress tests, your core four, the things that challenge you to train, grow, remember that you can do hard things, I'm telling you, when things show up, they won't break you. You'll see them as speed bumps.
Thanks for listening to the Bernard Bergen podcast. Leave a comment with 2 things you learned and 1 challenge to the information. Like and share this episode, and feel free to recommend topics we should cover on the podcast.